Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. So today I'm really excited and I want to celebrate with you babes because I have manifested my November check that I wrote at the beginning of November, and I have manifested that money through my business, and I'm just really celebrating the wins that my business is having in the last few months, and just really stepping into that version of myself, and just like I've said in the past couple of episodes when I was talking about manifestation, it's really switching from that mindset of I don't know what I'm doing to embracing and embodying a persona where you know what you're doing. And what I mean by knowing what you're doing, I'm talking about understanding how to apply the law of attraction, because a lot of people, what they do is they understand the basics, but when it comes to actually implementing it, we get clueless. And if we actually just start embodying a version of ourselves that has confidence and knows that we can apply it, it becomes easier to actually apply it. And that's just how our brain works, right? That's the law of attraction as well, is that when we start to embody that version of ourselves and we act as if, then we start manifesting from that place. It's because you have to be in the solution-based mentality in order to get the solution, right? You can't access the solution from problematic or thinking, right? From the same place that you manifested the problem, or from your current place that you're at, you keep getting the reality that you've been getting because you're not shifting into the solution focused energy, right? And so that's really, it's so easy once you work on your energy consistently. And I want to talk about patience during that process, right? Because the thing is that's maybe one of the things that some people lack is the patience around their manifestations, whether it be weight loss or money or some other manifestation, right? And so I want to talk about that today, and I'm going to, as usual, tie it into like stuff that I've experienced and around weight loss, and talk a little bit about money as well. So basically, yeah, the good news is that the manifestation of money now is really getting, I'm just feeling like I'm nailing it now. It's been a process, same with my food and weight, okay, guys? Like the food and weight thing, it's like that saying, the better it gets, the better it gets. In the beginning when you're trying to manifest something and you're trying to alter your reality around a situation, like when I was altering my reality around food and weight back then, you know, like I've said, I was an emotional eater. I had plenty of nutrition and exercise knowledge, but I couldn't apply it. And no matter how hard I tried or how many programs I bought or how many personal trainers I hired, I wasn't able to stick to anything, and I kept on self-sabotaging and I kept on binge eating and gaining the weight back. And it was when I worked on my mindset and shifted from a law of attraction perspective into a more positive based mentality that I was a vibrational match to the solution and actually sticking to a diet and exercise routine and letting go of the dieting mentality, because that wasn't in vibrational alignment to who I wanted to be either. And so, like I've said previously, was a process for me. But the fundamental thing that I did was shift my energy, shift my mindset, because the action, the behavior comes from the correct mindset with everything, right? Everything. So when we just focus on action, there's like no guarantees that that action is going to, like, even if science proves that an action works, there's no proof that you're going to do that action. So you may purchase a plan that is perfect for you and gives you the exact detail of what you need to do, but somehow you either don't do it or something happens. Like, that's the thing, is when your mindset is aligned, you'll achieve the result regardless of the action you take. That's the difference between action-based mentality, focusing on just action, or mindset-based focus. Like, when you focus on your mind, when you focus on your thoughts, feelings, and belief aligning with what you want, the outcome that you want. Same with business, right? What I've learned is that you can focus so much action and take so much action on things that everyone tells you you should be doing in order to make money in a business or in order to succeed in a business, like have the perfect website or have the perfect email sequence or do Facebook ads or whatever. But it's not about that. It's about getting your energy behind a number and being a vibrational match to that money. Same with your weight stuff. You have to become a vibrational match to the weight you want to be, meaning you have to become a person that elicits certain behaviors. And it's not as hard as you think. Like, it doesn't mean that you're like, you don't have to be like some gym junkie or whatever, or clean eating 100% of the time. That's not what I mean. It's more that it just naturally becomes who you are. It becomes easy, right? And you become the version of yourself that you want to be. So I want to talk about the patience, right, that you need to get to this place, because a lot of the time, like pretty much in society, we want what we want yesterday. Like, we want the quick fix. We want to lose 30 pounds by Christmas. You know what I mean? It's like that kind of mentality. We want the $1 million now. We want to drop a few sizes for our holiday. That kind of stuff, right? And the problem here is that it's very much, well, number one, it's lacking patience. And number two, it's not appreciating the journey. Number three, it's got so much strain around where you are now not being enough, right? And it's here's the thing, right? Because with that mentality, when you don't have patience, with that mentality, you tend to find, like, the way I see it is that you view the journey to be hard, so you want it instantly because you don't want to have to go through the struggle it takes to get to that point. So then you panic about having to be there now because you're worried about the process and you're worried about failure. Right? So you don't want to spend, like, say that your manifestation takes 6 months and you're asking for it right now. You don't want to go 6 months of doubting and fearing failure and not knowing that the outcome is coming, right? And that's the problem with not having patience, because really it's a lack of faith, and it's a discomfort with your current state. And here's the thing with law of attraction, right? When you have a discomfort with where you're currently at, you're not a vibrational match to what you want. So then that it's really not having patience is just sabotaging you, right? So really with patience, right, you have to dig deeper as to what it is in particular about the patient, about the waiting that you don't like. Like, for example, you're wanting to manifest weight loss. What is it about being in your current body that that you don't like, that feels unbearable? Why is it unbearable? Do you care so much about what other people think? Do you place a lot of value on your body being your source of happiness or well-being or worthiness? Do you feel like you can't live your life until you lose the weight, or till you make the money, or till you have X, Y, Z, whatever it is you're trying to manifest, right? And the problem with, like, because we live in a law of attraction based universe, when you are not enjoying or having some sort of gratefulness or something in relation to the situation you're in right now, you're not a vibrational match to what it is you want. And you might be thinking with weight loss, okay, but I've been in a position where I didn't like my body and I took action and I lost weight. Yeah, because you got into a place where you were focused on the outcome. You wanted to lose weight and you were motivated by focusing on the fact that, like, because, okay, so when you notice that you don't like your body, right, that is you forming a preference. And we do form preferences based on what we don't like in our lives. And when we manifest something in our lives that we don't like, we form a preference. And then we say, like, I don't like this body, or I don't like this job, I don't like this person, right? I want to manifest something better. And you form a preference and you say, right, I'm not comfortable in this body, I want to lose weight. So you form a preference. So then you say, I want to lose weight, right? So then when you're in that process of, I want to lose weight because I formed a preference, you do always, when you start actually succeeding with your weight loss, you are positive focused, because you're focused on a positive motivation of the outcome that you want to achieve. But then you reach a roadblock, because somewhere along the line you don't believe that it's working, or you believe that you've stuffed up and there's no turning back. And that's why you gain the weight back, because your energy shifts at that point, right? So what you have to realize is that a lot of you do have manifested weight loss in the past, but it's because you don't know how to maintain the energy of keeping the weight off. You don't understand how self-sabotage works and how fear of failure can actually just completely paralyze you, that the weight then comes back on. And the other thing is that you have to do that deeper identity work. Like, because unless you shift your identity, you're always going to see yourself as somebody who is a binge eater or overeats or gains the weight back, right? And one of the best things you can do to have more patience is surrender, right? Surrender your journey. Oh my God, like, Bella, I'm so sorry. Bella is going nuts because there's like tradies working in the driveway and she's just, oh my God, she's going nuts. Anyway, what I'm saying is that here's the thing, when you have a spiritual view of the world, right? And you you have these beliefs that enable you to understand that you're not alone, that you can co-create with the universe, that you're here for a reason, that you're being guided, that there's lessons to learn, and everything, life is happening for you, right? It's different to the view of the world where you think life just happens and you have no control over it, and like it's sometimes you fall into that victim mentality of like, poor me, I can't change my circumstances, or, you know, I'm just unlucky and blah, blah, blah. Instead of, I'm here for a reason. I'm loved by the universe, source or God or whatever you believe in, right? And I can co-create and I can create my reality. And that is just a completely different view that I believe just, I'm so grateful that I've been brought up in a family that is spiritual and that I am open to this stuff, right? Because it's changed my life. And the thing is, when you have this mentality, you do become like, you can apply the law of attraction so well, because it's like, you have to surrender, because you have to have faith. You have to believe that everything is happening for you in order for you to succeed. And even when it doesn't look like it's working out, it's just a lesson, or it's just all part of your journey. And that's literally how I viewed the emotional eating and the weight loss stuff. I had faith that I was going to achieve the outcome. And what that led me to be was patient and persistent, right? Because at the end of the day, what you consider a failure isn't actually a failure. It's just a lesson. And you've got to realize that your lessons around your behavior around food are just all part of your journey. So what seems like a setback, what seems like, oh, I've binge eaten and I've gained a little bit of weight, or I'm like, I've relapsed and here I am like binge eating on chocolate or chips or whatever it is, or I wasn't doing X, Y, Z, or, you know, I didn't make the money that I wanted to this month, or whatever it is, whatever's happening for you that where your reality doesn't match up what you set a goal to be, doesn't mean you failed. Like, there's no such thing as failure. You don't fail. Like, there's no such a thing, right? And so the thing that is going to help you become more patient is to realize that, and to realize and appreciate that. Another thing is like that your journey is different to everyone else's, and you've got to kind of have respect for your own journey. Because another thing with patience is that if you start comparing yourself to others, you automatically shut off your patience, because you may get impatient because you notice other people succeeding and you feel like you're behind, or you feel like you're not good enough, or whatever is coming up for you. And it just blocks your ability to be patient around your manifestations, because you just want it now. And like, that's the thing is like, you can't attract what you want from that place, because you're not a vibrational match to what you want. And so you have to just start appreciating your life for what it is. You have to have patience that you have a journey, right? You have your own individual journey that you need to work on. And you may like look at me and be like, oh, it's easy for me now because I've already lost the weight, or I've already built the business to a point where it's being consistent, you know, like, but you didn't see the points where I was where you are at, right? Where I was, it looked like I was failing. It looked like I didn't have like the willpower or the energy or the whatever it is. Like, I was binge eating years ago and my weight was fluctuating, and I went on a Kentucky tour where I lost weight for the Kentucky holiday, and then I gained like I don't know, 10 pounds like within several months, right? And I no longer fit into any of my clothes at that point. And that was only like a few years ago. So like, and that reality of my weight fluctuating to that point has not happened since I made those shifts that I talk about, right? And so there was a lot of work prior to that where I was doing the mental work, but I wasn't seeing the payoff. I wasn't seeing the outcome, but I persisted. And the thing that patience is really about your ego, right? A lack of patience can also be your ego just wanting to prove that the mindset work doesn't work, right? Or that the action, your ego might be so like, might even be saying that the weight loss stuff doesn't work. And this is where it comes in, where people start saying stuff like, I can't lose the weight because of my genetics, or I can't lose the weight because of my hormones, or I can't lose the weight because it's due to my metabolism. And that's just your ego. Again, that's just the fear-based voice in your mind that is afraid of change. It's trying to protect you, and it doesn't want things to work out for you because it's a threat. Change is a threat to your brain. It freaks the fuck out. And so when you have awareness of your thoughts and your feelings and your belief, you get to the point where you recognize the ego and you don't fall into it. You don't fall into it and you don't fall for it. Like, believe it. Like, don't believe every thought you think. Because if you believe every thought you think, that's when you're living in a world where life is just happening to you and you have no control over it. Whereas when you can understand that the ego is just a thought and it's not reality and it doesn't have to be true, then you can shift into a place where life is happening for you and you get to decide how your life pans out and what actually happens, right? So when it comes to another thing about patience, right? Having patience with your weight loss, because you might be in a position, and I've been like this, where it's, you feel like you can't do anything until you lose the weight because you're embarrassed. You especially if your weight fluctuates like mine used to, you put so much value on that heightened euphoric feeling you get when you are in the body that you want, right? So that feeling when you've lost weight and you feel really good because you've lost weight, right? And you're like on this high, it feels euphoric. And then all of a sudden, like something happens and you eat too much and then you feel like it's going to be threatened. Like your success is going to be threatened. That's really the tipping point of self-sabotage. So what happens is that you've got to practice yourself out of that, that habit of switching from the euphoria to, oh shit, I'm fucking up now, right? That's the subtle shift where people gain the weight back. And honestly, from working with one-on-one clients and just looking at just everybody's behaviors, right? I don't really think people have any issues with losing weight necessarily. I mean, I know some people do, but a lot of people, if you look at your whole span of your lifetime, right, you've lost weight before. I can pretty much guarantee, like, every single person on this earth at some point has lost weight. So the problem isn't our ability to lose weight. I mean, really, everybody knows. It's quite simple. You put yourself in a calorie deficit. And you might be like, oh, you got to eat healthy and blah, blah, blah. Eating healthy results in you being in a calorie deficit, and that's why it works. And like, it's really as simple as that. And yes, it's more complicated in the sense that you can be damaging your metabolism, and being in a calorie deficit doesn't have to look like what you may think it looks like. Like, you can eat a lot of food or a lot of calories and still be in a calorie deficit if you get everything right, like if you align everything properly. But anyway, it's like people don't have an issue with losing weight. People have an issue with keeping it off, right? They have an issue with not gaining it back. Right. And so one of the things that needs to change is that energy shifting from not realizing that we live in a law of attraction based universe, and that when your thoughts start shifting to shit, I'm failing at my diet, shit, I'm getting the weight back, you're perpetuating that outcome, and that's why it happens. And the solution is really simple in that you don't allow that to happen. Okay, but anyway, sometimes I get off track here. So let's just summarize today. Right, lacking patience, right? Lacking patience around your manifestations. Number one, you're lacking faith. You're lacking faith that it's inevitable, that life is working out for you, that you can co-create, that you are being guided, that there's more to it than what you have to think about, that you want to be open to solutions that you couldn't have come up with yourself, that kind of stuff. The other thing is that you're feeling so much resistance around where you are at now that you're not in a position to find the solution or stay in the solution. So when you feel so much discomfort around your body, you're not in a position to elicit the behaviors that get to the desired outcome. So really, I guess in terms of wanting to have more patience, what you have to really do is convince your brain that there's no gain in you behaving this way. Like, impatience, because what it is that your ego is so convinced that the behaviors and that way of thinking is the way to motivate yourself to do better. So your brain currently thinks that by hating your body or by hating your circumstance, that you're going to then manifest the outcome that you want, which is true in the sense that I just said that when you notice something that you don't like, you form a preference, which then creates motivation to change. But that is all it does. All that does is form a preference. Once you've formed the preference, you staying in that energy of not being patient or hating your body isn't going to motivate you or create the action necessary to keep the weight off or get the money or whatever it is, right? It's just a false perception of your brain. And you've got to realize that your ego is a liar. Your ego is a liar, and you hating on your body isn't going to help you lose weight long term. It helps you form a preference, but that's it. So you just have to convince yourself that the ego is bullshit and that you not having patience isn't going to help you achieve your outcome any quicker. It isn't going to lead to you keeping your weight off. The energy around you not being comfortable in your body is the same energy that leads to self-sabotage and you gaining the weight back. And you have to see that by looking at the bigger picture of your weight fluctuations and seeing that you've never been able to lose the weight and keep it off forever. Because if you're here because your weight fluctuates, or that because you want to lose weight. And therefore, the beliefs and the thoughts and the feelings that you've held in the past have failed you. And just remind the ego of that. When it comes up, just realize, just think, this is just my ego. Being impatient isn't going to help me get to my desired outcome any quicker. It's just a false belief in my mind. It's not serving me, right? And that's it. You've just got to have awareness Even just awareness of your ego and the fact that it's bullshit is already enough to shift your energy and shift your emotions in your life. So, because when you listen to the ego, when you fall for it, that's when your emotion drops. That's when you become out of alignment, right? So you just have to practice it. It's a skill. And so when you're in a place of, oh shit, I've just listened to this podcast episode and I really suck around patience, or I really suck around this and that. Hey, that's all good. Like, we all start somewhere. Hey, I've been in that position before. Don't, again, that's the ego again, falling for, oh shit, I can't manifest because I do X, Y, Z. And then you block yourself because already you've come up with a reason why you can't do it. And then you leave it at that. You've got to distance yourself from that thought and think, oh yeah, that's my ego again. All I have to do is practice, because that lack of patience again is so due to fearing failure, and you can't handle being in a position where you might be expecting a positive outcome and it doesn't work out. You've got to develop a skill where you expect a positive outcome, and even if you don't get that outcome, you don't give a fuck, right? You don't care if you told everyone that you're gonna lose this much weight, or that you're gonna make this much money, or that you're gonna start a business and it doesn't work out. You don't care. You don't care. You let go of it because you just don't hold so much value in your self-worth being tied into those things, those like superficial things such as your weight or your business or whatever. That's really going to help you develop some more patience in things. And just remember, right, with every skill that you have to shift, with your ability to shift beliefs, with your ability to shift emotions, it always feels hard and overwhelming in the beginning. And please don't ever discount or dismiss the fact that you have the ability to do this too. Like, the same way that I have, the same way that I've practiced skills, there's nothing else lacking. Nobody is lacking in any way. The only thing that's lacking is persistence. The only thing that's lacking with every single person achieving every single outcome is that people just give up. You've got to have persistence even when it looks like it's not working. You've got to keep going. You've got to keep trying to shift your mindset. So what? You have a bad day. So what? You fall for the ego and you jump into scarcity, or you jump into hating your body, or you binge eat, or whatever's going on in your life. So what? It happens. It still happens to me. It happens to everybody. So don't stress about that. Don't, because that again is just your ego trying to hook you in and reel you in again. And the thing is, you just got to be like, oh, it's okay. It's okay. Like, everything's fine. So anyway, I hope that was helpful today. So pretty much, you know, patience, like I said, you want to reframe anything that's a failure to view it as a lesson. And you want to also pay attention to if you're comparing yourself to others, or comparing yourself to times in the past where you've achieved what you wanted. For example, you've lost weight in the past and you're fixated on the euphoria that you felt when you lost the weight and how good that was and how bad things are for you now. And from that place, you really just have to take the focus off the weight and just find something else that brings you into alignment. And patience, if you're having trouble being patient, just remind your brain that when you're not patient, you're not comfortable with where you are now. And if you're not comfortable with where you are now, or you're not happy where you are now, you're not a vibrational match to what you want. So instant gratification is really about fear of failure and not having faith, really. So anyway, babes, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Let me know if you did by sending me an Instagram message or Facebook message, or even better yet, I would love it if you gave me an iTunes review, because that's really going to help me reach more people with this podcast, helping them with weight loss and manifestation, because I really want to help people realize that law of attraction is really what's going to help them change their body, change their life, and become the best version of themselves. And so that would really help me out. Also, babes, I've had 2 spots have been taken now for my one-on-one coaching. So there's actually 2 spots left for this year. So if you want to work with me one-on-one, I can help you transform your body and your life with law of attraction and psychology. And it's an amazing thing to work with me one-on-one. We get to shift all of your limiting beliefs. We get to use manifestation principles as well as psychology principles to help you shift your body and life and become the best version of yourself. Anyway, babes, I hope you enjoyed today's episode and I hope you have a lovely day. And I love you guys and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.